Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I am The Last Skeptic, and you are now listening to the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 11, after a 2-month-long hiatus. Sorry about that. We are now back with two incredible guests, including the returning Holly Dempsey and the incredible Dream McLean. Thank you so much to everyone who packed out my front room and got really, really drunk, as usual. As with every single episode of the podcast, it gets really sweary and fucking out of order in a lot of places. So, you know, whatever. Enjoy this. Keep it locked. Peace. All right, let's fucking do this. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 11, after a long break. I haven't even introduced the guests yet. I haven't even introduced the guests yet, so we'll have to do that all again in a second. With my very special guest, Dream McLean, and returning guest, Holly Dempsey. Wow, we have a full house today, a really eager full house, which is wonderful. So Dream McLean, let's start with you, because Holly, you know, whatever.
Been there, done that. Jesus, who was that?
Soon as that, done, out. So how are you, Dream? It's, you're not like I speak to you every day anyway, but what's going on? Tell us about your new release.
My new release?
Yeah, because I feel like that's a really good place to start, and then we don't have to talk about it again.
You mean the one that me and you done?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that, yeah. Right, do you know what? Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah, like I just come out of Hackney Central Station. Yeah, and I was walking like down to get the bus. Yeah, and some guy was just staring at me. Yeah,
yeah,
and like I was just staring back at him. Like, what are you staring at? And then he just goes, like, you're that geezer. What did he say? You're that geezer that done the bits, the tune about the bits. Yeah, and I looked at him like, he's actually got the wrong guy. Like, I thought he meant like, as in, oh yeah, we're in the bits. Like, yeah, I thought, yeah, like, I'm not even from here, bro. Like, but I was like, yeah, and I spotted him and I walked off like, who does he think I am? And then I was like, oh, like, doing bits. Yeah, I'm doing bits.
I did make that tune.
Yes.
Did actually make that song.
But yeah, sick. Man, project's sick, bro. Like, it's
cheese,
fucking...
Cheese on Brown Bread EP.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's good. It's
out
good.
Now.
It's like, it's a fun project. Well, like, you know, like, I just think I'd fun making it, man. I have fun when I'm with you, man.
Oh, stop like, it, man.
You didn't
stop
need me
it.
Today.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm just going to slide
emotional
out.
Emotional already. We haven't even had a drink yet. Well, some of us haven't had a drink
Speak
yet.
Speak for yourself, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking great, and I'm really glad it's out. And yeah,
I'm glad it's out of the way.
I'm glad it's out of the way. But it's not. It's people seem to fucking love it, and that's that. I'm really happy that... You know, we had this fucking opportunity to put it out. And the launch party was sick. Holly came.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was good. Just doing bits all over the place. I waited for your song all night. Obviously, it was the launch of your new tune. And I waited so long, I got really excited and needed a wee. And then went to the toilet and then the flipping song started. That was bad timing, wasn't it?
That's just the nature of it.
Yeah, nature called and I had to answer her. But I was skanking on the loo. That was fun.
It got a wheel up.
Yeah, exactly. I made it back for the wheel up.
Exactly.
It was sick though. And how have you been, Holly?
I've been all right, thanks.
You've been filming a new TV show, am I right?
Almost right.
Okay.
Last year I filmed a new TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be out in March. It's called Harlots.
And what's it about? Tell me about it.
It's
and
about,
who's it for? What's it coming out on?
It's for ITV Encore, possibly ITV and Hulu. They're sort of still in talks at the moment. But it's all about the whores of Georgian London. So it's like set in 1760 and it's about these two brothels. And they've tried to pitch it like The Sopranos, but from the whore's eye point of view.
Okay.
And that the whore's eye.
The whore's eye point of view.
It's nice, isn't it? Not bird's eye. Wow. Whore's eye, which is lower usually.
So just like The Sopranos, except in Georgian England.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That was the pitch. I'm sure we...
Sick.
But yeah, no, it's really exciting. It's all written by women and produced by women and directed by women.
Great.
So they've... It's, yeah, probably like nothing.
And what role do you play in it?
I'm one of the proudest of whores called Emily Lacey.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets it in, literally. Yeah, boy.
Excellent. Fantastic. And who else? Who, cool. Moving on from that. Who else is it?
Samantha Morton and Leslie Manville. They're the lead
Six.
Whores.
Samantha Morton is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they're both incredible, like real. But it's a real ensemble cast as well, which is nice. There's a few people who are fresh out of drama school, but they're the ones who are right for the part. And like, it's not just names in it, but there's also some really amazing names as well. So it's all about, it's following the little... different brothels. There's a brothel for everyone. You'll learn a lot, I reckon.
I'm really excited to see it. And because the last thing I saw you in, I got very upset when I watched it.
Why?
Because it was Black Mirror, the new season of Black Mirror.
Yeah, fair enough.
And of course, spoiler alert. It's not really a spoiler because it's,
everyone's seen it now.
Yeah,
they?
Apart from our producer Seb hasn't seen it. But that's fine. I'd already told him what I was going to say.
Out.
Have you seen the season two yet, Black Mirror?
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the episode with the bees.
Oh my God, that episode
the
was
last
sick.
One, yeah.
So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Black Mirror, switch off for like 30 seconds. So, Holly Dempsey gets killed. She gets murdered by bees in that episode.
Robotic
I knew
bees.
I knew you from somewhere.
You just thought, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking bees, murder. Like, now it's just all clicked together. Like,
thought it was that.
It all makes
that
sense.
Yeah,
no. You know, but that fucking upset me, man.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because, like, you know, it's.
It was a bit.
It was tense.
I had a lot of angry people afterwards as well, being like, "Why didn't you cover your nose, man? Or your ears?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Fuck, sorry, I didn't write the script." And it wouldn't have been as exciting if I'd gone, "I know."
He's like, "I've solved this problem."
Yeah, sorry, Charlie
Booker.
Yeah,
I don't. I just. Yeah, I think those bit. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about it because it does give away the whole thing. But
yeah.
You know, they're pretty fucking canny bees, you know what I mean? They could eat through anything.
Do you know what's scary, though? That man is so spot on with his, like, epiphanies. Yeah. But there's a place, I think it's Harvard University, have already been working on hive of bees.
Yeah.
With similar
I saw that.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're working on it right now. So you just think, shit. Charlie's only, like, a step behind these people. Plus, also, very Black Mirror, Sony's also working on some contact lenses that record... and playback footage.
I saw that.
I just want to shoot myself in the face when I hear things like that.
Do people really want that? Would you wear like contact lenses that record everything?
It seems a bit long, to be honest. Contact lenses and that, like, just...
You'd have to put them in for a start.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Out.
Would
I'm done.
Do they stay in, like...
Yeah.
Or do you
hear
have
them
to
whirring,
replace like, them every night? I mean, like,
It's one thing being the one wearing them, but, like, it's one thing getting checked out. Men do, but mainly women. You get checked out by guys, and that's all right. And still, sometimes it lingers too long. We're like, all right, mate, put your eyes back in your head. But if I thought for a second he's flipping, recording it, downloading that shit...
That's
Come
fucked
on,
up.
I'd never go to a beach again.
Surely, like, that's just completely illegal. You can't, like, just have things that film that you can't tell, because then, like, you literally would just be able... Like, what if guys are just standing outside schools just looking at kids and then going home and playing it back? Like, that's fucking twisted.
Yeah, it's got to be illegal,
like,
isn't it?
There's got to be some sort of illegalness to it.
Like. But isn't it... You said it was Microsoft or... I swear it was Microsoft or Sony.
Yeah, I think Sony's doing that.
That's fucked up.
Mad. Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, do we know who to murder?
Can I just say, like...
I'm against it.
Can I just say, like, I can't believe I'm in a fucking podcast, man.
You've made it, this is it.
This is actually what a podcast is.
This is it, man. Like, this is literally
I never knew it would be like this.
And now you do. Like, what didn't you expect? What did you expect from a podcast? And like,
I don't know. I've only ever heard them, so I never knew what it would look like.
Mm.
And it looks great. I love it.
It's brilliant because you can just get smashed and do what we do anyway, which is talk about nothing.
Yeah.
It's pretty
it's my kind of fun.
It's great. Harmless until one of us dies.
I can't imagine where you got the idea to do this podcast from.
Yeah,
just I racked my brains. How did he think it up? Drinking, chilling with mates, chatting shit.
This is so strange.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this?
I don't know.
Why are we here?
Seb asked me this earlier, and he was just like, what's the point of the podcast? It's like, all right, you record the show. great question. But I don't think there is one. And I think I'm happy with that.
Okay, well, if you know, if people want to hear this, then that's fine.
It's true. Well, you know what? It's an interesting one because I've taken nearly 2 months off of the podcast, and it's episode 11 now. So we've got amazing people that listen and download every single month, and this is the first time they're back in 10 months straight of being involved. You know, every month hearing Seb laugh, hearing Chelsea in the background somewhere, and you know, hearing me get progressively more drunk and offensive over an hour and a half. And this is the first one back in, so there's yeah, I left him out in the cold.
I mean, how much worse can it get? Like, we've already touched on paedophiles with contact lenses.
Shit.
Yeah, sure.
It's like minute two.
Like, where can it go from here?
Oh, this is very meta.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I told you I'd bring the fun, Corinne. If you wanted me here, I said I'm going to bring... I've got a few topics I want to talk about, firstly.
So wait, what's the next project for you after, now that you've done Harlots?
Oh, that question. Yeah. To an actor in January. Is it January? It's February.
It's February.
Jesus, see?
You see? It's fucking over. Years done now.
I had a couple of projects in January, which was nice. I've got a couple of things in the pipeline. I did a film with Jamie Adams, and Kobe Smulders was the lead in it.
Kobe Smulders,
yeah, she's
from the fucking
dope,
Avengers.
Man. Yeah, she's amazing, and Mrs. Peregrine's and just loads of shit. She's incredible, and just watching her
and
like
also
in her
the
pants,
greatest
acting and improvising the whole time, and just she was so fearless with it. She's great. Shout
the greatest
out to Kobe.
Greatest name ever as well.
Yeah,
Kobe Smulders.
I thought it was her character name for a bit. I was like, it can't be. That's too dope. But yeah. She was amazing.
Well, that's
it's partly
a real name.
That's her
well.
Real name.
Jeez.
She made it.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of bits out, but nothing to, you know, speak of right now. Auditioning like a bastard.
Well, that's the nature of the harsh world of acting.
Yeah.
Is it just constantly auditioning all the fucking time?
Yeah, right? And often when things are out is when I'm not doing a lot. So people go, God, you're smashing it at the moment. You think, am I? I'm just at home crying into a bottle of something.
It's very similar to the life of a musician, so it's totally fine.
Yeah, there you go.
And you're touring with Pro Green still? You're doing a bunch of the shows with him still?
Yeah, like we do shows from time to time. You know, it's kind of similar to this. We just get drunk and talk shit for 45 minutes.
On stage.
Yeah, on okay. stage. Cool. But, you know, like it's all good. I mean, I tolerate him for the time that we spend together on stage, and you know,
it's good of you.
He tolerates me, and it's all very tolerant. Like, but you know, yeah, moving on. I don't want
to
talk.
Well,
so obviously you had you're on his new single. This, obviously I know all
can
the shit.
Can we just
anyway.
Talk nah. about someone else?
I'm fucking being host right now, motherfucker. You know what I mean? This is the shit I would never talk to you about because I don't care. But I'm gonna do it on the fucking podcast. You've got brand new. You were on this brand new single, Active.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is yeah. it's active, very sick. Active. You know,
it was weird. Like it was like this year, like January, kind of everything just kind of happened at once. Like it was, I had the Monster Florence project, like which was sort of finished towards the end of last year, supposed to sort of come out, and we were going to put our project out.
Yeah, and for people that you can't brush past Monster Florence. You have to explain. We have to. So bear in mind, people listen to this podcast.
Yeah, no.
You know I mean, okay. They don't even like music. They're specifically listening to the podcast because they don't have to listen to music.
Okay, I'm going
to. So they've never listened
like,
to you before.
You're an alien from another planet, and I've got to explain to you what Monster France is.
Exactly.
Okay.
But first, you need to explain what music is because they don't have that either.
Okay, and
and explain just what humans are.
Oh God!
And just like what are you doing here? What like where are you? Can we link up? Like, what do you look like? Are you a little green man? Like, what? I've always wondered. Like,
and how are they even listening
See, this
to this?
This is a topic he wants to talk about. I think
this is great.
I think that they're probably human shaped aliens because they're the scariest kind. Like. You know,
you think more than like
it could be in this room, like
yeah, true. What? So an alien that's taken human form, you mean, rather than like a wobbly alien?
Well, I just meant like human shaped.
So you don't
the shape of a human,
yeah,
not necessarily the form. It could be made out of bricks.
Oh, okay.
He'd never noticed that.
Okay, that's fine.
That's something.
So, because there's like, as far as I know, there's three types of aliens we're talking about, right? There's the like the wobbly kind that look like they're made of jelly, right?
Wobbly aliens, yeah.
Yeah, wobbly aliens, sure. Obviously. That's that's what they're called.
I'm just wondering what two and three are.
Then the second type of alien, which is your Independence Day meets Aliens alien, where, you know, they're like...
The Butters ones.
They're fucking ugly, but but they're also closer to at least what we recognise as animal or human form.
At least you know what you're getting with them. Do you know what I mean?
You understand.
Well, that's a fucking alien.
Yeah.
Like...
You're not the wobbly one. You're like, fuck, is that a pile of jam?
Yeah. And then obviously the third one is a human-shaped brick alien. And it's like, what are you getting with that? Like, are you a wall? No, you're moving. You're functioning in society.
So one, two, or three, Holly, which one would you rather...
What, snog, marry, fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. I don't know. Fucking hell. The brick man. I like a tough man. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Like so a man who's hard.
That's marry.
Yeah, marry.
Okay, cool.
Marry the brick man.
You got to snog the jelly alien because
what? I wanted. I was gonna shag that. I was gonna lay down all night with that one. And the other one's the wobbly.
No, the other one is the aliens alien, the one with the tongue that comes out.
Well,
of
you're gonna
tongue.
Fucking avoid that one, aren't you? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't
big
know.
Tongue. I don't know. Marry, maybe. Who knows?
There you go. Plot twist.
Fucking
all right. So, Monster Florence. So this is it's a band project. Because you had a bunch of these projects coming out in the past 6 months, and Monster Florence is one of them. So explain to people who don't know.
Okay, aliens. here's Monster Florence for you.
Wobbly basically, aliens.
Wobbly aliens and brick men alike. Monster Florence, basically, like I was kind of like not doing music for a bit. I was just, you know, when it's downtime, it's the same with all of the arts. You're at home crying, and nothing's going on. So basically, Alex Osiris and Wallace Rice, they're like my guys that I've been speaking with from the beginning. And this guy, Tom Donovan, he's got a studio, a bunch of instruments and a bunch of mates with instruments. So we were just like, okay, cool. Let's just get in a room and just do stuff. Like obviously nothing mad like that, but like just playing instruments and like obviously just rapping and that. So we've done that we're just jamming and it's turned out cool. And like the second time we've done it, less people have come. And then the third time, less people come. And then there's kind of six of us and it's just like, cool. Like we didn't really know what we were doing at all, like, you know, in any sense of the word. And then it's just sort of started turning into songs and we've done one show and then we're like, should we just like make this like a band? And then, now we're a band. And sick. It's like, yeah.
And with really incredible visuals as well. She had the video, with the groove was fucking sick. You right there?
So I just swallowed my chewing gum.
No. How did...
Half of it's still there, gross. So it's all good.
You kind of looked like a seagull when you were doing that. Like, I didn't know what was happening. I thought, shit, is he the third type of alien? Like, in a human suit. Because it looked like you were trying to escape the human suit. Fuck it. Plot twist so early. I was expecting that in the fourth act.
Yeah, no, I am actually not the third type of alien.
Okay, cool.
We all know what the third type of alien is, and it's not a seagull.
We've established that already.
Brick man, for God's sake. But yeah, like we're a fucking band. So we were doing that. We put one EP out. The video guy, Luke Davies, mate, he's a fucking legend. Like he's just this kid that's just come out of uni and he's was at uni with a friend of mine and he was going to this friend of mine like, and he was like the star kid in this, you know, in this uni class. And they were like, oh, he's going to go on to do big things, all of that. And he goes around to my mate and he's like, oh, I want to do some videos for some rappers. Do you know any rappers? And he's obviously, this guy's like, fucking do I? Like, fucking. So he's just come and done this video, for the groove, the first one.
Sick
like
video.
Crazy one shot video. And like,
was it shot in a warehouse or something? It must have been.
Yeah, shot in some warehouse, but then all properly and just called in favors and like, just made it happen, man. Mm. And then we've just done the second video for Resourceful as well, which has been. That's kind of the tune that's been getting a lot of love, like at the shows and things like that. But but yeah, man, Luke Davies is a G, bruv. Like the visuals, because I think that's kind of, you know, with my shit, I've always just sort of made tunes, chucked them out. You know, if I want to do that. But I think with the Monster Fronts thing, it's kind of a bit more calculated because you've got more people involved, not just me. Like we've got like a whole team there. We've got someone doing social media, someone doing, really cool. You know, so like it feels like we're actually. doing it properly in like terms of actually releasing EPs and then shooting like only good visuals. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, no, it's been fun.
And you planning towards an album then?
Yeah, like I think that is the end goal, but yeah. I think like especially for like a new, because it's completely new, innit? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can obviously tell people about it, but it's got its own sort of fan base there. Do you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it needs to build first. So at the moment, like the project that we are about to release, or the one that we just released, sorry, was basically an album, but it was sort of like, let's just like split it in half. Then we got two EPs instead of, do you know what I mean? More, I think it's just like more hit points, because you put an album out and then it's old next week.
Yeah, it's
do you know what I mean? That's kind of how music is now. Like there's like three or four albums that you want to listen to come out every sort of couple of weeks, and it's just like, oh yeah, that album's sick. Have you heard it? Yeah, cool.
I just give up. It's quite intimidating now. Like, just it's too much to listen to. I just end up listening to Sinatra.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. On repeat. I'm too frightened. It's too much to listen to.
Yeah, trust me. So it's So I just think it's about more like hit points, more like content. I think videos and visuals and things like that play a bigger part now. They kind of died for a minute because no one was watching. No one was watching music video channels no more, or music video channels weren't music video channels anymore. Mm-hmm. They were Geordie Shore. Yeah. And like now, it's kind of come back to that. Like, because there was a point, like back in the day, like the hip hop videos were so mad. Like the labels were putting mad peas into these videos, and it was a proper thing. And then like, they weren't anymore. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like recently it's sort of come back to that because of, you know, YouTube and all of that. But it's different. I don't really know how it works, this fucking music thing.
No, I don't think any of us do.
It changes every day, doesn't it? Literally,
it's mad. So, we're just making tunes, man. And like, it's fun. Like, we're friends, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, it's all good. We're going doing shows, whatever comes of it. Is a bonus, but we need to start making some money because my manager tells us that we're operating at a loss at the minute. So. cool, man. Yeah, sweet.
We're just having fun. It's great. It's
fun,
cool,
with it, bro. Like, yeah.
Sick. And because you were talking a little bit about how you took a break from music, and I guess it was you know you feel you could talk as little or as much about this as you want, because I don't know how open you are about it, but about the you were signed to MTA with the Chaser Status, and you put out your first record, and then it was after that you took a bit of a break. So you know, if you want to, you're all welcome to talk about the situation if you want to.
Yeah, nah, bruv, like, do you know what, it's not really much to say, like, more than I was obviously in a deal. I may still be in it. I'm not sure. I don't know. But yeah, it was like a one album deal with a possibility of three, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And I put one album out and just sort of haven't spoke to anyone at the label since then.
So you just kind of like, I'm just going to do this and see if anyone notices.
Yeah, literally. Just I mean, but out the back door.
Yeah.
They'll call me, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Chaser State has tweeted our video, so.
Yeah, they did. That's like the first contact that I've had, like, with Saw, I swear down. Yeah, sick. Cool. New dream. I was like, yeah, big up. Like,
cool, all right.
Am I signed to you, by the way?
See, no one knows what they're doing, man. No one knows what they're doing.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of rappers I know in exactly the same situation.
Yeah, really, I should like probably call him and see what's happening.
When you say sign, did you literally sign something? Because...
Yeah, contract.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like I did it with a pen and
yeah.
It was, you mean it was signed. Real. It was champagne.
I just never signed it.
It was proper.
It happened.
They definitely should have called you after that.
Yeah.
I know. Like sometimes, you know, you're waiting for that call back and it just doesn't happen. And I thought, we had such a fun time. I thought, obviously not.
It meant something.
I don't want to talk about something else. No, I'm joking. It's all good, man. Like I think what it was is it was a mutual thing. And like towards the end of making the album, like our sort of common interest weren't so common anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an artist. I want to make music that I want to make, you know, just fucking just full of profanities and just like at the time, at the age that I was at, that was kind of what I was. I'm saying that like I'm any different now, but they were, they're a label.
Yeah.
They want to make money and
what is, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Apparently like that. It's
overrated.
Yeah, yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
So yeah, so I think like towards the end of it, it just felt like it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Not like, it weren't no bad terms really about it. Do you know what I'm saying? It was kind of weird. It's just like, beef. We just stopped. I was just
so
like.
So the beef I'm trying to instigate isn't going to happen, basically. No, I'm wasting my time for the headline.
Listen, obviously, if you run a beat right now, then I'll show you the 64 bars that I wrote. Send him for them, man, innit? Like, I've been waiting for the platform to show it off.
We've got a lot riding on this, though. It's the last podcast bars we did with Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
After that, beef between Jordan Rizzlekicks and that's it, Lizzo Mazimba.
Lizzo.
Kicked off, yeah, mate. Remember Lizzo from Newsround? Yeah. Yeah, he called him out.
He's beefing someone from Newsround.
Yeah, Jordan. Seriously, beefed him, mate. Like, that
took
was
it to the streets.
The last podcast, the last one Holly was on, which was episode 2 or 3 or one of those, and Jordan just kicked off a fucking big old beef with Lizzo.
It's and, old beef as well, like old school
beef
from when he was about 8 years old.
Yeah, kid.
And, 8 years old.
Yeah.
8 years old beef.
Yeah.
Let's not retell
mad.
The story though.
We're not going
to
retell it.
Episode 2.
You can find it. We got reported in the Metro and stuff. So like, go, you know, go find out about that, because that was quite deep. So
you've got big shoes to fill.
Have you got beef with anyone, Holly?
Oh yeah, everyone in this room. Who you shit, I better get out of here.
You're not beefing with Ricky Gervais after Derek.
I can't talk about that. My lawyer said if I just leave enough silence there, then
that's it.
No.
Clean edit.
Do you know what? People ask me all the time, it's a standard question. Anyone I know who's worked with him, what's he really like then?
Yeah.
He's so leading, always so leading. And one time I just thought I'd try it. I thought I'd throw it out there. I was like, oh, he's such a prick. Yeah. And someone was like, oh, really? I knew it. He just go, no, I was joking. He's really lovely. Very generous, actually.
Shit.
It's funny, isn't it? What people want to believe what's true.
To happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his persona, though. I get it.
I only met him that once with Doc.
Oh, yeah.
As Doc said on the last episode, I was quite nervous. I didn't understand why I was so nervous. I was nervous.
Well, it was live, wasn't it? That was the last one?
Yeah. No, yeah. I wasn't nervous then. I was nervous when I met Ricky.
Ah, oh, yeah, that's fair enough. He's just like someone we've watched for so long growing up.
It's Night at the Museum, come on. All the classics. All the classics.
Yeah, that's it.
Every single one of them. Yeah, I just pictured that when I met him and I was like, fuck, I mean, someone that works in a museum.
With talking
statues. Yeah, I feel you. But so is there any possibility Derek's ever going to come back? Oh, headline.
Yeah, right. He's just working for the Daily Mail secretly, isn't he?
That's it, yeah, true.
Yeah. Sideline job. That's how he makes his money.
It's true.
I don't know, maybe. He usually does the 2 series and a special rule kind of thing, which is what he's left it at that for now. But I don't know. I think if I know Ricky at all, he gets really bored after he's finished a project. He's got loads on at the moment. But I think he loved Derek so much that he loved playing him. He loved the whole world that we could create. I feel like right now the world needs more kindness as well. So he's probably thinking, shit, I have to bring our superhero Derek back at some point.
And would you say, if he calls you up?
If he's listening. You should bring it back. You really should. It was great. People loved it.
I need to check, please.
Jeez, I just want to put that tabard back on. Yeah, it's a good look.
The tabard. Tabards are sick, man. Tabards are underrated.
Mate, access it all areas. No, I know that's not the idea. I'll forget it. I didn't mean that.
Tabards for all.
Right.
You should, yeah, great. You should.
A new label.
We could market tabards.
Yeah.
Access all areas.
Yeah.
AAA. Would you ever wear a tabard for money?
What?
For money?
For the culture.
Yeah, for the culture. Yeah.
Straight up.
For the scene.
Straight up. For the culture, brother.
I'll sort one out for you. I've got a nice mint green one if you're interested.
Fuck.
Oh, nice. Don't know if that's really my colour.
Your microphone's matching your hat as well right now. I don't know if you.
And the lighter as well. It's a.
Oh, god damn.
That's a podcast.
Triumvirate.
That's a podcast point, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Triangulation. It's almost Illuminati, like it was planned.
Who knew now a podcast looked late. Like this?
you did. So what podcast do you listen to? You told me you listen to podcasts and I feel upset that you don't listen to this
one.
I've
never listened to a podcast in my life. I'm going to come clean, but my brother does. My brother listens to podcasts, yeah? And like, so I've just always like, I'll go past his room and that, and like, just hear voices, and I'll be like,
yeah.
And see, like, the room's completely dark. But oh, there's just creepy. Voices, and I'm just like, this is kind of creepy. Like, yeah. But yeah, that's I was just like, I just had a moment when I was sitting here, and I was like, this is what they were doing,
right?
Somewhere else in the world.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's true. That's what they're doing. Except they don't have as much fun.
Nah.
They're not drunk.
They did not sound boozy.
Nah. I've started listening to factual podcasts. Like, I never used to listen to podcasts at all, apart from my own one. You know what I mean? Because I was like, well, what's the point? This one's the best one. So I started listening.
Even though I was there, I want to hear it again.
I want to hear it again and laugh at only my own jokes.
So a factual podcast as opposed to?
Well, you know, like, I don't know, storytelling ones. Like the ones that go through, like, you know, they investigate something, you know, like I've been listening to one called Stuff You Should Know podcast, and what listen to one all about grave robbers in England throughout the centuries. You know what I mean? It's fucking interesting. It's
kind of similar to what we're on about then.
Very similar.
We were going to get onto that next.
Educational kind of.
Well, this is a very educational podcast.
I mean, it's facts only. So facts. Facts only.
Especially the alien bit. Well, that I don't was know. Well,
I can't
researched.
Speak for us all.
Wobbly aliens.
Facts only in this corner.
No, I wanted. Facts. So we brushed past it nearly, but I did want to talk to you about Active because it's a very sick. It's a very sick single.
Ah, the tangents are brilliant.
The tangents are great.
I did have to double check with you that we were allowed to do tangents.
You
and
did
do swear
at the
words,
beginning,
and we were allowed to do both. And that was a classic tangent. We were talking about Active so long ago. Like, it's yeah. True.
But this is why I'm here. Okay. To bring it, to rein it in. I got the lasso.
You got lasso? The lasso.
You, call it that?
You got the what, mate? Lasso. I said facts lasso. Only, bro.
Yeah.
Lasso. Lasso. Everyone
definitely
knows
lasso.
Nah, well, we lasso. Know what
you think it's a lasso?
Raise your hand for lasso. Raise your hand for lasso. I mean, that's. Oh, really?
Half and half.
Not my friend. Put your hand
half
down.
And half of the room.
No friend of mine.
Yeah, thank you.
What lasso?
Wait, how do you spell it?
I don't know.
Because I think that's. Like, no one knows how to spell it. Maybe that's why we're all saying it
true,
different.
That's, I don't know, someone good.
If it's a two
good,
O's thing, then I think we know
lasso. I feel like it's a O-U. I can't remember how I said it.
Oh, lasso.
Oh, people are Googling it. Yeah. It's just
of course you think. That's when you raise your hand for lasso, bro. Of course you think that,
but
bro.
It's so similar to lassie, which is
right.
A delicious
it
drink.
It's spelled like that.
How's it spelled? No, we've got it. We've got it.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, what? Wait.
Lasso.
Okay, I retract what I said about the spelling. The spelling means nothing.
L-A-S-S-O.
All right.
I'm pretty sure in Toy Story, like, they say lasso because Woody has a lasso.
That means it's facts.
Yeah.
Toy Story. Right. Do your research, mate.
Americans say things
funny. I'm sorry. I just made that up.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It was facts only till that point.
Now
I swear to God.
Unfacts.
Yeah, nah. It's
alternative facts.
Large up alternative facts, innit?
Fake news at the moment.
So there's so much fake. All right, okay. So back Active. Here we go. I'm lassoing it back.
I
got to fucking draw for the lasso.
One of them. Lasso,
no,
lasso.
I'm keeping it all in.
Jeez.
Everything. Leave it all in. God. So this. Active.
Yeah. So basically, after the Monster Florence thing happened, and we put that EP out. It's called Bad Gear. That came out like the 30th. The last day of December, and then like the new year happened, and then like I said, I was trying to space out me and you's project, mine and your project, more like,
the Monster
Florence project, and then obviously like Active just kind of, I didn't know when that was coming out. We'd done that ages ago, and
it
sort of
dropped.
Was looking for the beat, and it all just happened at once, yeah. So it was kind of sick. But now I'm like, shit, I need to fucking make some music because I've got nothing left. Like,
right.
I feel like I've got nothing left. I've got nothing left.
We do have a song coming out soon, though. Another song.
Do we? That's interesting.
Ooh. I do.
Remind him.
We even shot the video for it in this very room.
Is that not that tune? Yeah.
That tune's going to be Screwfizzer. Screwfizzer.
I was going to say Al the Chemist.
Al the Chemist.
No, Al the Native.
Al the Native. Jordan Stevens, two-time guest of this show. His new iteration, that's the word, isn't it? His new guy's nom de plume is Al the Native.
Yeah.
And he's rapping on the song as well. So Dream McLean, Michael Payne, Screwfizzer, and Al the Native.
You didn't call me. What the fuck?
Well, you know, your bars are too hard.
Yeah, true. I don't want to make everyone feel bad.
Facts. That's going to come
only.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, I'm joking. I haven't actually heard your bars, so I'm just like chatting shit right now. So
yeah, no, I hear that. If I was to spit bars, it would be my friend over there's cousin's bars from 1997. Bless her. Big up Tamara. Because if I'm ever put on the spot to spit bars, well. Anyway, moving on.
So it's not just me that's waiting for the beat then, because obviously, bars, like, I was about to kick some serious diss track, some serious diss lyrics, and you're going to diss them bees, innit? Like, you got to get revenge on them kind of stuff.
So are you doing this project with Pro?
No, we have literally been doing this project for 4 years, and we've done one song, so it's a good start.
That's good, really right? Good. 4 years. Well,
I think that's a round of applause. Yeah, though,
it is. You know what, though? That is still a better ratio than Dr. Dre, so.
Exactly,
currently, bruv. Currently, you're winning.
Card, mate, loading, bruv. Like, his chronic is just loading, bruv.
Fucking detox.
Detox. The chronic's not loading.
Chronic already came out.
Yeah, no, that.
About 1993.
I've heard that before. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, big up to Dr. Dre. He's the reason I had to change my name. He's an actual doctor. I can't compete.
You know,
that's true.
The Corrupt FM gig we were at in December. It was outside. It was about 4 a.m. I was outside with Doc Brown. Big up Doc Brown. And a guy came over. No, never heard of him. But he's cool. You should look him up. Mm. He's great. A guy came over and was like, "Oh, can I get a pull on that? Come pull on that, please."
Was it Dr. Dre?
No, it wasn't. That's not where the story goes. But this guy was just so pleased.
Fuck, man. I got so excited.
Around the back of Brixton, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's just looking for change.
That's it, please. He got 10p.
This guy was just so haps. He was just like, no, I've got a fact. He kept dropping. He was like, come on, man, I need my medicine. You're my doctor. And I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. That's now, I know really he's famous weird, and shit, yeah. But, and then he was just so pleased that, like, he was like, nah, but you're the UK Dr. Dre. We ain't got anyone else. It's you. I was just like, this guy was paying homage. 4 o'clock in the morning, that's Doc Brown. He's like, all right, okay, cool, bye.
That's really weird. I had a really weird situation in Stoke Newington just before Christmas, where I was going to Sainsbury's, but you know, we live in Stoke Newington. I'm pretending I'm super middle class and it's just wonderful. And I go into Sainsbury's and I got my two bags and this guy came out and he's there begging and I literally just had no hands to give anything. I was like, oh shit, sorry. And I was rushing out, obviously completely thoughtless and horrible, like we do on a daily basis to the homeless people in London. And and he stands up and he goes, are you skeptic? And I went, sorry, what?
No.
And I turn around, it floored me. And he goes, man. And he started listing off all of my songs from like back in the day. What? And he was like, I love this one with Rude Adams. That one you did with Jest was sick. That was my song. Like all of this stuff. And I was like, shit, man, thank you. Like, fuck, I still don't have anything to give you, but thank you. And like, and I was like, fuck. And I had it was a proper Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Mixtape or something.
So like, I didn't know what to do. So I came home and I was like, fuck. And I felt so guilty. But I thought, you know what? I have to do something. So I'd been given a bunch of trainers from and I just thought, and a bunch of clothes, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put them all in a bag. And I cycled back.
Oh,
and
nice.
I literally just left it there and went, Merry Christmas.
Oh, shit.
Look to see if there's any paparazzi. Take a photo.
Have
no,
the
it is.
Paparazzi on yourself.
And that's it. And then just fucking left. And I was fuck. Nice. And then I had the moment in my heart. I was like, did I only give it to him because he knew my music?
Like, well, he was
one of the 10 people that bought my record.
And you owe him.
Like, fuck.
The thing is, like, if you didn't film yourself doing it and put it on Facebook, then did it really happen?
That's so true.
Well, that's it, really. Like, that's true.
Are you really that much of a nice guy?
Mm. I don't think I am.
Like,
he told us the story. It wasn't, like, secondhand. Mm. I don't believe it.
Mm. Nearly 3 months later, though, so, you know, that's something.
Are you still in contact with him?
Yeah.
still
we still talk. He's on my mailing list. God, that's awful.
Do you know his name?
No.
It's probably the first thing you should ask a person. I don't know.
He didn't even ask his shoe size. I was fucking, what a dickhead.
He's just got a shitload of boxes around him now to shift. Like,
yeah.
Fucking hell. He's lost his mobility. He's lost his freedom. Well done.
I'm a cunt. So tell me, so obviously I want to go back to Harlots because it's going to come out soon. And when did you say it was coming out?
March 29th. I don't know for definite if that's America or here, but I think I hope I get to see it. It's an ITV Encore, which is Sky, which I don't have.
Do you get is there a Jack the Ripper style character in it? Or can you say that? I don't, you can't
bro, not a Jack away. The Ripper. Well, this is before the Jack the Ripper, like Victorian times when everything cleaned up a bit. We got a beginnings of a police force. We got lights in the streets. We got clean water. These times there was nothing. There was no lights in the street.
I assumed it was always there.
Yeah, you know.
The Romans did it all. Surely.
Mind you, they did a lot, and then we seemed to go backwards. They had sliding. They had automatic doors.
What?
Yeah.
Romans.
Yeah, boy.
Fuck.
Facts only. Serious. It would have been a water measure thing.
No.
Yeah, boy. Look it up. I mean, I wasn't there.
How does
know.
The water know when you're at the door?
I don't have the answer to that.
How, Sway? You ain't got the answer, Sway.
Shit.
How did you get me with, but when does the water know you're at the door?
That's a really good
I should have thought that before, though, shouldn't I?
I always think, I think a lot of the time that I don't have a soul because sometimes automatic doors don't open for me. I'm like, fuck.
That'd be the same thing with the homeless guy. Just being like, yo, throwing a load of trainers at him. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I am fucking
that's
ashamed of myself.
Fucked, man. That's make you question everything. Like, am I even here?
Well, the soul or the homeless guy story?
The door not opening.
Yeah, I know. That's fucked up.
Yeah, like, did that happen before or after you met the homeless guy and didn't even ask for his name?
It's been a continual thing.
Okay, so it kind of preempted that you were going to do that ungodly thing at some point in your life. Yeah. And didn't open a door for you.
Yeah, it's really fucked up, man. It really definitely... Sorry, anyway, back
not
to the...
Not that God just mugs you off. No. I'm not going to strike him down. I'm just going to not open the doors for him when he walks through him.
What else did Romans...
Nothing makes you feel stupid.
Tell me more things that Romans did, because I feel like I don't know.
I don't know. It's not and my mastermind topic. That was all I thought I knew.
Surely
and
you
could
want to get rid of the roads as well, because
sure
it was immigrants that made
a lot
them.
Of Europe.
I do know a bit more about Georgian London as I did the research for Harlots. Mm. I don't know anything about ancient Rome. I was in an episode of Plebs, but that's not exactly historic or historical. Or
talk to me about the Georgians.
Well, they were just mental.
What
like
did they
do? The direction was that if you come in sort of flouncing like you think of period Victorian girl should, then you've done it wrong. They were a lot more punky, a lot more just real, honest. And yeah, so there's a lot of characters. There's a lot of really interesting characters. A lot of nudity, but from the men and the women. And it's not necessarily meant to be sexy. It's just real. Mm. It's set in brothels.
Is
so
that awkward?
It's going to happen for me.
Awkward to just, film for everybody?
Probably. When you read it, you think, oh shit, I'm going to have to do a little bit of this. But everyone, well, most people are up for something. There's a guy who just has to open up his cloak and sit there. And you think, shit, that's going to be a really awkward morning for whoever has to do that.
And whoever has to clean the chair that you're sitting on.
He's got a cloak on. I mean, okay, that's not the worst bit. It's fine, yeah. But,
shit.
Yeah, like they were just a lot more honest and real. And there was no police. There was no, so, you know, you could just do anything pretty much. It was just mad times.
What kind of drugs were about in those days?
Opium and laudanum. Laudanum will get you off your tits. Yeah. We had to research.
What's
we had to
laudanum?
Try it.
Yeah. How it's can we get some laudanum?
I don't know. I don't have a laudanum dealer at the moment.
Let's figure that out,
he's
man.
Moved away at the moment. So, I don't know. It's like a little vial of something you shot, and if you take too much, you could kill yourself. Mm. If you take enough, you'll be just wee.
Yeah, that sounds like all the best shit.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Just don't overdo it. But.
So how do we order it? Send a pigeon for it?
Probably.
Yeah, all right, cool.
That's a Georgian owl.
Georgian owl.
Laudanum. That's like, what's the one in Wolf
Harry
of Wall
Street?
Yeah, what's the one in Harry Potter? What's the drug they take in there?
That does sound like something out of Professor McGonagall's class, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, you know.
No, what's the one they take in Wolf of Wall Street? I was
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes. Quaaludes. Yeah.
Quaaludes.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to
try some Quaaludes, man.
Quaaludes. Yeah.
But they're very difficult to find.
Yeah, I may or may not have found one.
Just one. Can you just share it?
No, I found it.
Mm. Yeah, finders keepers.
Yeah, I
fair
found
enough.
It.
What happened?
It melted me.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. So you didn't you
don't
did
do drugs,
whole,
kids.
You did a whole quaalude.
Yeah, like
okay, cool.
It wasn't like,
was it today by any chance?
Like these things, they live with you forever. You know.
Wow.
Yeah. No. It was a good time. It was a good time, man. Like, it kind of just made me want to sleep, but I didn't.
Right.
But that's what they are, isn't it?
So does it affect, is it just a physical thing or is it mental as well? Like is it like a supreme Valium or?
I was definitely affected both physically and mentally, but I couldn't tell you what it was by.
Right.
Because
you've done other things at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, most of the time I'm affected physically and mentally. Like, you know, I don't even need nothing for that.
True.
But
very true.
you know.
Is it so? Because I heard a story that the only, because they don't manufacture Quaaludes anymore. Apparently, I did a lot of research about it. There was a time where I was going to do a documentary with a certain website that will remain nameless now, and we could do like an investigative documentary of me trying to find them. And apparently that you can't get them. So only Quaaludes that you get are people that stockpiled them back in the day when they became illegal, and like super rich people bought them all.
Vintage Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And just stored them. So did it have dust on it?
All I know is someone told me it was a Quaalude and I believed them.
I thought this was a facts only podcast stream. What's going on?
That is a fact, my friend.
It's a fact. I didn't know if it was a Quaalude.
That is a fact. Okay. And it felt like a Quaalude.
Steve Madden.
Did you do what?
My guy is he's the chemist. Like, he's got everything. Right. Like, I trust him.
Yeah.
I trust him.
Okay, cool.
You know?
And he only sold you just one. He only had one.
Yeah, just no. He had one for him and one for someone else who was there. I can't remember who else was there.
Fuck.
But I'm gonna, you know, like it felt real. It felt like it was facts only at the time. you know, I wouldn't even think that it was anything other than that. You know, like,
shit.
I don't know if it was like, because I've always been skeptical. Like people, I've known other people that have done Quaaludes as well. Like, I was at this New Year's Eve party, and I'd like gone upstairs to sort of like lay down and sort of feel shit for a sec, come back down, and everyone's just fucking weird.
Right.
And apparently everyone had just done Quaaludes, yeah? And I'm like, what the fuck? Is there any left? And I don't know. But like,
at the time, slow motion.
The only sober one.
I knew
so
like
shit.
That these Quaaludes, they didn't fucking exist. Like that was the whole point of this film, is like doing this drug that they banned and you can't get them. So I've always been skeptical.
Yeah,
but you know,
it happened.
That's mad.
Facts only.
That's
isn't
mad
it?
That no one's been able to recreate them. They don't know what's in them, I guess. Otherwise, someone else would have made them. No,
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean,
surely people still. I'm surely sure you can make them, innit? Like, surely, like you can
someone
make
would, like,
them,
market, or at least something similar.
Like, you can make fucking contact lenses that record.
You know what I mean?
Then you can
true story.
Then you can make the Quaaludes, Steve Madden.
For anyone listening at home, if you do have some, give us a shout.
Send them in PO Box.
Hello.
That is the perfect time to take the annual
break.
Tradition Sorry. Now on episode 11 to have a piss break, and then we will return shortly for the shot.
Jeez.
Wow.
Right.
Super slow motion.
That's right. Yeah. You've got your shots ready, haven't you? Ready for the cheers.
What's my shot?
That's your shot. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, the rum. But not yet. We do a preamble. It's recording.
I'm really nervous.
Welcome back to the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 11. In the piss break, lots of people had a piss, which is great. And also, there was some discussion about Lasso and Lasso, because people didn't want to speak up when we were talking about it. But and then Seb said no one said. Someone said that if you could, what is it? The lasso is the thing. No, lasso is the thing, and to lasso is to lasso something, right? Oh fuck, no. Who cares? Anyway, so we're back.
Always learning.
Every day is a school day. So we're back. So we need to do the tradition. Thanks for trying podcast of having a shot. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Thanks only.
All
right. I hope no one got a shot of that.
Oh.
My face turned into I'm a seagull too, turns out.
Shot noise. I cannot believe that.
You were nice to me. You're nice to me because you know I need to get home.
Yeah, exactly.
I got shit to do tomorrow.
You're driving, so you know, you got to only be a little bit drunk. That was a joke. She's not irresponsible.
Oh my God.
In a car.
I can't drive.
And she can't drive anyway.
She can't drive.
You certainly won't be able to drive now.
Oh shit, you're right, Dream.
I feel like now is a good time to come clean. I need a piss.
Oh shit.
Oh, you motherfucker.
No, I didn't piss, but I like living on the edge.
Someone else, who else said that? Someone else said that, wasn't it? Michael Payne.
Oh, it's been done, has it?
It's been done already. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. By a rapper, nonetheless.
I think I've got hairs on my chest.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Well, you know what? My diss track's getting rewritten then.
Yeah, that's it. It's a diss track, Michael Payne. You said the thing I was going to say before I said it. Fair
I'm going to send for him and call him Mikkel.
Oh shit, that's deep.
Oh, that's actually too deep. I take so that back. Deep. I'm not going to do that.
I did think his name was Mikhail.
People do, you know.
Yeah, well, obviously.
But that's
why it's a thing.
Unfortunate.
It's, I like Michael Payne's brilliant.
It's like Lasso,
so.
Lasso.
As I learned. You know?
Mikhail Paney, right?
Mikhail Paney.
Mikhail Paney.
Shit, son. That sounds like a delicious pastry.
It does.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you got any Mikhail Paneys in the kitchen?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. A couple, actually. A couple. I've actually scribbled down some notes here and I can't read them.
Is it?
Clearly I'm drunk. Oh, no. Reading it the wrong way around. So we were going to talk about, because earlier you said the last time you were here? One of the last times you were here was for one of the house parties we have in this house.
Yeah, boy.
And it was for my 21st birthday. And it was, and you were the first person here, which was brilliant. But this is, I mean, Dream's been to many of the house parties. You were one of the original people that used to come to the house parties in 2012. Yeah. So you know what they're like. And obviously, if you listen to the live podcast, the one with Doc Brown, Ed Skrine in December,
facts,
we talked a lot about that and about the house parties here, but. You arrived and I was sat on the doorstep. It was 11:30 p.m.
Was
at
it?
Night.
Was it that
yeah,
late?
It was really late my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was sat drinking a peppermint tea and no one was here.
I was your perfect guest at that stage as well, because I planned to get here early to leave early.
Yeah.
That was my plan, because I had to do shit and that didn't happen. No. So I got here early and left really late.
It's not even that. I think that's the time I left the next day.
Well, that's the thing. No one was there. I had a peppermint tea at 11:30 p.m.
I thought when I turned up in the cab, I was like, oh, shit, the party's popping. Even the host is sitting out on the wall. And I'm like, rah. And then I realised, then your flatmate was like, fine, I can go now because you've got someone. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it was depressing.
Yeah. I wanted a little catch-up. We had a nice little catch-up. Then everyone started arriving.
Then everyone started arriving. By 12:30, there was like about 150, 200 people in this house and a human pyramid in the garden.
Me and you were in here blowing up balloons, trying to make it look festive.
I know,
do you remember?
It's
we were
true.
Like, birthday, I mean, balloons, right?
Yeah, balloons,
just getting high,
balloons.
Blowing up balloons.
Yeah, it was but then
it's a proper kids' party.
Then we had, someone told me I was clearly too drunk because was that a birthday? I put my face in a cake? I can't remember.
I don't know if I was there for that, but that was the human pyramid.
Human pyramid, and someone, there was a fire person apparently in the garden. Shola was here. There was someone with fire in the garden. Chelsea was here.
The audience
Chelsea
has gone
was
quiet.
Here. There's a few. Yeah. She Chelsea was on top of the pyramid.
Round of applause for Chelsea being top of the pyramid. Yeah.
But there was someone with, you know, one of those poi people that do the fire things.
Shit, I didn't see that.
Apparently,
yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
maybe
because when I woke up the next day, obviously the floor was so sticky as always. You know, I couldn't. I was getting stuck to the floor. And then I went outside clearing up the bottles. And I was like, why are there like these like cindered mounds of straw in my garden? Everything
was
burnt.
One of them parties, right?
Yeah, someone just, it was like 2 days later, when, yeah, that guy with the flames.
The
I don't even know what that was about, man.
No, I didn't see that. Unless that was a figment of your imagination. I think that might have been the year before, maybe. I don't know.
No, that
night.
Was that year. Was that was it? Definitely, because it was
How
the human pyramid. It was the human pyramid year.
Yeah, that was impressive. I admit, like, human pyramid, the word was going around. Everyone's gathering the bottoms, the tops. I was like, well, people are looking at me because I'm little. They're like, well, you go at the top. I was like, all I kept thinking was my agent was just like, Holly, you fucking idiot. You smashed all your teeth out.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. I was just saying,
the most jokes thing about a human pyramid.
I was a photographer for that.
You were. Mm. Was the fact that I missed it.
Oh,
and
what?
I missed it completely. I didn't see it. They were like, we're doing a human pyramid in your honor. And I was clearly too drunk somewhere else.
Hold on, I've got pictures of you there.
Yeah, then it was like Harley, Rizzle Kicks Harley came in, and who else was there? Matt Wills, who was there? And they came in and were like,
Jabuds.
Fantasy,
big up. They were my friends that night.
And they came in. They were like, "You missed your human pyramid," and they did it again. So that's the end of that story.
Yes,
that happened.
Yeah, it was a good time. There's photos. We could always upload a photo with this podcast.
We will with this podcast. Okay, thank you for being the first person at my party. I've always wanted
to
say thank
you.
You're
so welcome.
You made me feel better about myself.
I sort of didn't want you to tell people that. It makes me, it's my cool cred.
No, it's down. Good.
But you know, I stayed all night. Fuck
Dream
it.
Didn't even come to that party. So.
I was gonna say I remember none of this.
Yeah. <it's> like, you were there the year before. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I remember none of that either. That's why I was kind of like...
One of them, you came dressed as a nun.
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes.
That would have been the Quaaludes, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I do that sometimes. That was my Halloween thing for about 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where it is now. I've had to buy a new outfit.
You know, I think that's a great outfit. You were a nun. Because I was dressed like Jesus. and you were dressed like a nun. I think that was a
weren't
beautiful...
Weren't there two Jesuses?
No, there was not at my party. If I'd seen another Jesus, yeah...
I think it's another time I've seen Big Lou as Jesus.
Big Lou's been Jesus, but he wasn't Jesus that... But everyone knows. All right?
All right.
All right. No, room. Listen, if there was... No, because I've these parties have been so fucked up, I've kicked out people for less. There was one point that this someone, like, I was must have been so fucked up, and there was a guy playing with my housemate's pestle and mortar. And if you don't want to... don't know what pestle and mortar is, it's just like, you know, one of those things you crush up herbs in. It's like quite marble. It's quite heavy. It's good structural integrity to this thing, right?
Playing with it how?
He was like playing with it. It was like, oh, look, a pestle and mortar. Just like dancing with it. I got so upset, right? I picked him up by the throat. And I was like, I was must have been so fucked up. And I was like, how dare you fucking play with other people's property? And I dragged and I threw him out of the house. Oh, like fucking like Jazzy Jeff. Yeah, Jazzy Jeff him, bruv.
What, you slung him clean?
Uncle Phil.
You slung him clean out. Fucking hell.
Jazzy Jeff him.
Right.
For pestle and mortar, the most middle class reason ever.
That to someone else as well. Like,
I know.
Kicked out for well, what?
For what? What did you do?
I just.
Everyone knows that though, innit? It's like prison rules. Don't ask how long have you been in for. Don't play with a pestle and mortar.
That's some serious. Herbs have to be crushed.
Yeah, exactly.
Things have to be made. So were you also in the piss break, you were talking about your recent trip to Prague, which you've told me about, which sounds really dramatic, man.
Yeah,
can you even
man.
Talk about it? Because it sounds pretty... It's...
Like, honestly, no. Not in much detail. I can say that I'm not going back to Prague for a while. Don't really like it there. No, we had fun, man. Like, we had fun, I think.
Because it wasn't even for a show. This was for a stag, dude. This was like the worst reason to go to Prague.
Obviously, like, the show that we done, like, the launch party was the night before. And I remember you saying to me, what date should we do the launch? Does this Thursday sound good? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, and then, obviously, I think I've, like, texted you 4 days before and gone, like, could we move the show? And obviously, you're just going, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, it's cool. We don't have to. Like, don't flap. It's cool.
I just have a six o'clock flap material.
I knew it was going to fucking absolutely flap you out, yeah. But
Flapsman.
You're absolute flapsman. I didn't want to send you into the absolute flap, but...
The flapsman.
To disclaimer, don't flap. It's all good.
Don't flap, bro.
Nah, but like, obviously, I was just like, yeah, cool. We'll do that. You were like, it finishes early anyway.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get some sleep. So obviously... After that, we went to a bar around the corner, got drunk there, more drunk there, went back to mine, packed the bags, kind of got more drunk, then went to the airport, like hadn't slept. And like by this point, I was just kind of obviously like fucked, and we'd got on the plane. And last thing that I really remember is being on that plane and just fucking preaching about Bloody Marys. Like, like, what are you doing on a flight if you're not drinking Bloody Marys? Like, standing up in the aisle, like, what do you mean you don't like Bloody Marys? Like, on a flight, like, you have to have them on a flight. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
And obviously, like, about half hour into the flight, they've told me they won't serve me any more drinks. So I've got, like, about 14 friends on the same flight that are all quite capable of getting me drinks for me. So by the time we've got to Prague, I'm a mess. I'm with this one. Rowan's there, and he's like got some weed, and he rolls these fat suits that are just got nothing but weed in them, and they make me cough every time, and it's really fucking emasculating. Obviously, we've done Prague for a day. Like, I've gradually obviously got more and more further away from the last time I shut my eyes, and it's just got a little bit fucking messier. And, you know, we've done things that you do in Prague. And then, bruv, we get to this club, I've been with Rowan, and, like, everyone else is at this club because my boy's DJing there, so they've called it on and that. We get in there, and before we go in, Rowan's like, oh, like, one more zoot. And I'm just like, bruv, okay, let's do it. Okay, cool. So we've come into it, and these bouncers are just so fucking Prague, and it's like, you can do a trick suit, dude. And I'm just like, oh, bruv, come on, please. Da, 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 da. So two twos now, we've gone in. I've been in there too. Like, it's so weird being in a dance here when you're that tired, like that high, just like that ready for bed.
Yeah.
Like, and you're just in this fucking Eastern European rave, and like everything is just blurry, and I'm just like, what is going on, and then I've seen people like getting chucked about in the middle, so I've just like kind of gone over to investigate because I think that could be one of my lot, and I've, it turns out later that it was one of my lot, but I've got closer and I've been like, oh no, that's not one of my lot, that's cool. So I've kind of and then like bang, I just get banged in my face, like I swear to God, bruv, I did not see the fist. The fist just saw me, bruv. It was one punch, but it punched me everywhere in my face. It hit me everywhere, bruv. Like, it was, like, central. I had a fat lip, a fat eyebrow, a fucking bus ear from one bang, bruv, I was so fucked, that I received the bang, sort of. It didn't move me. I just stood there. And I'm just sort of looking around, like... And then I've kind of literally forgotten about it instantly, because the only reason I know that is because when I knew that I got punched is when I went to the toilet to do something up my nose.
My nose is broken.
I was like, fuck, like, my nose is all fucking weird. Like, there's blood in it. I was like,
oh, shit.
And I was with my boy Cass, and I was like, guess what the fuck? Like, I was just switching. Like, what the fuck happened? Da-da-da-da. So I've gone outside to look. Logan's out there. He's been punched up. I'm like, bruv, there's fuck. Like, what has happened? They got fucking pepper sprayed. Like,
what?
Not like, don't go to fucking Prague.
Is this? I don't know. I mean, maybe I missed a bit of the story why this happened, but.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
He still doesn't know to this day what happened.
Like, no one knew. Like, Damien was like, I think it's because we was like on the table, which is like above everything, and we're all English and loud and drunk, and they're like, the fuck them pricks trying to fucking, you know, like, I don't know, but that. I don't think there was any reason, but then again, there probably was. But like, obviously, everyone was just fucking on one, but. Yeah, like that was like a fucking mad
so,
one.
So
like,
much, just, so much, so different to our trip to.
I never saw any of these guys. I never saw any of them. It was mad.
Really,
like,
selling it, selling the holiday destination.
It's definite stag do situation. Like, it's one of them ones. It was a pro. It stagged the shit out of me. Like, I'm not gonna lie, bruv. Like, I'm all stagged out, bruv. I've got a fucking wedding on Friday, bruv.
Oh, fuck.
Can't be arsed, bruv.
That's it. I'm done. You put in your time now, man. That's fine.
Mate, like,
That shit.
Nah, bro, it was
we
it was
survived.
All good fun.
I'm glad. Because we went to check a couple months before that, but to Brno, a tiny little town.
Brno is amazing. I'd go back. Love it.
Brno was nice. mostly because like our main topic of conversation anytime we see each other since was, yo, that kebab was the best.
The fucking kebab, bro. When I say levels,
It was
-4 or some shit.
It was so cold.
But I was so happy.
This kebab was the best kebab I've ever eaten in my life.
It was levels. It was levels.
Brno, Czech Republic, just.
Do you know what's mad about this podcast? The more it goes on, like, the more drunk I get.
This is why we do it.
This is how we do it.
You know
one thing that I really liked about the live podcast that I did in December, the last episode 10, was we had questions from the audience, and today we've got quite a busy, I was back in my front room. We're not in the Phoenix right now, but we've got quite a busy front room. And so what I would like to do to the people here is, you know, starting with Chelsea, because she's our regular.
She's done this before.
And she's done
she's
this
hardened.
Before. She's, and she didn't ask a question in the live podcast.
Sorry,
I was pissed off.
What was my question?
Then
you stole it.
True say. Like, facts only.
Okay.
Shout out my best mate, Nick.
So I want to know if anyone's got questions. I mean, maybe Rowan.
So here, my best friend Nicole's got a question.
Oh, now we've all got fucking questions.
All right, everyone's got a question now.
Since I met Drew McLean for the first time at a festival, what's your best festival experience?
All right, that's right. Because he was off mic, so that's Rowan, aka Rep. Don't Flop, had the question.
Don't flap.
he met Dream at a festival. Since then, what's your best festival?
Oh no, what's your funniest festival experience?
Fucking hell, that was pretty funny. Like, I was like, what was that festival?
Yeah.
I was just fucking like absolutely having it off, and I was like, that's fucking like it's fucking like over there. It was him.
And it was. Yeah, that's it a was, good. Yeah. That's a good end to the story.
Best of all was pretty sick, man. Like, because obviously we all dressed up as nuns. Like, facts only. Like, I was there was genuinely about 20 nuns.
I thought I was special. Come to my party.
No, I've been a nun a few times, but in terms of like, festivals, man, like shit, like it's all just mad. Like when people ask me questions like that, I'm just like, I can't actually think of the illest festival experience that I've had because it's just all just been ill. Like,
what about shows in general? If you can think of like the weirdest kind of, especially you know, doing the bigger shows with pro, like doing these fucking weird kind of like whether it be corporate or the bigger shows in state, you know, bigger fucking audiences.
Well, we did this weird one time. It was in Brighton, and it was like a kind of corporate, like some companies like Christmas do, and like it was just weird. It was in like this hotel, and we were just in there performing, and like everyone's just kind of like, you know, them like work dudes, like people are clearly getting fingered, you know, a lot is happening, and it's just like, I'm so thankful that I could be a part of this is fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
like we were performing as a tiny stage that is like basically the DJ booth is at the front of it, so you can't get on the front of the stage, so we're like either side like that, like fucking yin and fucking yang, and you've got this geezer who's at the front, and bless him, he's fucking having it, mate. He's absolutely going for it, mate. He's got his hands in the air, and then like just out of nowhere, he's just fucking thrown up all over the stage, all over the front of the DJ booth. And you know what Green's like? He's like, fucking clean that up. Fucking someone clean.
Flapsman.
He's like, fucking germs. No, that was quite funny. But yeah,
fucking hell.
I know that there's so many mad festival stories and stuff like that, but you're just gonna have to keep tuning into all of these podcasts, and maybe one day I'll fucking stick my head through that window and be like, I remember.
Got it.
Yeah,
fuck. I mean, there's doing shows is such a weird thing, especially when people aren't expecting you to be like at a corporate. You know, I've done shows where it's me and my full band, like. And someone's come up to, and we're there, you know, with fucking years of experience on that stage, classically trained musicians, jazz musicians, fucking the techiest motherfuckers you can imagine. You know, you've performed with us, you know what they're like. And we're there performing.
Hold tight biscuit.
And we were there just fucking doing these things. And like, someone's just trying to get my attention to go, have you got any S Club 7?
Requests.
Sorry about that.
Oh no.
Requests.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should be more professional.
You should be so much more professional. Fuck.
S Club Juniors for me though.
Bangers,
bangers. Crazy.
My boy,
bangers.
Wallace Rice, But back in the day when he was called Bandit Blacks, like we in Colchester, obviously where we're from, yeah, we had a show there, and I think Bradley from S Club 7 was there.
Did you say Get?
How did you go?
No, I did.
These are two options.
They all look the same to him.
These are two options.
Like, it's not.
Bradley.
No, right. Listen. Before you put, so it's not similar. A fucking. They all look the same job. It's not, I mean, one of them.
Have you ever seen the two in the same place at the same time? Because
no, but my brain confused it because it was the same venue, different occasions, and like, you know, they both had presence on stage. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, you know, obviously. But the first time, I think it was Bradley from S Club 7, obviously, like, obviously now.
Are you sure? I mean, it could have been Getz.
Bruv, these times now, man's gas, bruv. We're on the same bill as fucking royalty, bruv. So, obviously, like, I'm trying to contain my excitement, bruv. And, like, he's got on the stage after we've been on there. Two drinks, woozy and that. Fucking... Bradley's on there, yeah? Like, just laying down the fucking dance,
Is he doing S Club joints?
He's killing it, bruv. I don't know what he's doing, yeah? He's just killing it, yeah? And obviously, like, he knows we're all spitters, innit? So he's like, who wants to jump on?
No.
And I'm thinking, like, bruv, I don't think I'm ready for that, yeah? But... Wallace, yeah.
It's still Bradley from S Club
7. My brother, yes, it's Bradley from S Club 7.
It's not Getz.
It's not Getz. It's not Getz. Like, obviously, if it was Getz, I'd have probably jumped on stage and had a little clash with him. But Bradley, no.
Don't know what he's
obviously,
bringing.
Obviously, no, I'm joking. But Wallace, yeah. Well, Blacks, yeah, at the time, he's had two drinks and he's thinking, yeah, man, I'm sick. Like, I'm going to get on stage, He's got on stage and they're like, just like that, he's fucking having a clash with Bradley from S Club 7, on the stage in this gaff called Valentino's,
yeah.
And then just like that, he's fucking losing so bad,
What?
I swear
So was Bradley had bars?
Like, I don't know if he had bars, but he just had something. Like, he had something and he was getting the people going, like, I swear to God. Like,
no way.
But he clearly won, like, And we did this thing called sending season like shortly after that, where we just sort of made tunes and sent for each other. Like our group, Regime, like all our group of friends, we just sent for each other. Like MySpace days, this was. Sending for each other. So I'm thinking, oh, what can I say? And I'm like, you fucking got beat by Bradley from S Club 7. So that went straight in a lyric. But that is a fucking, that is a story about Bradley from S Club 7, ladies and gentlemen. Hold tight, Quinnen. You know, it's just so good to see that you can bounce back from things like that. So if you've had a shit day, just know that tomorrow is a new day. And Bradley, you know, at least you didn't get beat by Bradley.
Holly, who would you like to battle if you, or you know, because I guess you'd be the Bradley in this situation. Oh. So who would you?
What do you
Wait,
mean by
you
that?
Elaborate
exactly?
on that.
Yeah, please. I thought I was more Hannah from S Club 7. You know, maybe I've always been the Bradley. Who knows?
So you're the Hannah in this situation. If you were going to battle a rapper, who would it be?
Considering I can't rap.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
I thought Bradley can rap, but apparently that he's kicking off.
Sounds like the hidden. Fuck knows. Dr. Dre? Man. He hasn't been around for a while.
Dr. Dre.
Am I calling out Dr. Dre? Is that beef? Is that intergalactic?
You can battle Dr. Dre.
I don't have bars.
That's good.
Good. I don't have beef because I don't have bars.
Do you ever improvise? Do you ever do improvisation and acting?
That's how I got Derek.
Freestyle.
Exactly. That's freestyle.
Like you don't have like lines or you go like off. I've always wondered this about sort of, because like people say about like Will Ferrell, about like a lot of his shit is just like, he's just, and I think like that makes sense when you look at it, because it's just like, he wants to fucking laugh so bad, but like, how much of that actually is like...
I think they must have a lot of power and that money to be able to do that in Hollywood, obviously. Without having something locked down. They've got their little crew going on. But it depends on who you work with. Ricky's big on that. I had to learn how to corpse, where I've spent my whole career learning how not to laugh and look down the camera. Suddenly he's like, look down the camera. Mess up if you want.
Because
you
do that little, look to the side, like Jim in American Office.
Who, chicken or the egg? I wonder who got it from who. But
true.
Yeah, like the audition I had, the first audition for Derek was a lot of improv, and I think that's how I got the job. Like I booked a couple of jokes he loved and booked me kind of on the spot ish. Like I thought he was just stealing my lines. He was like, "Remember that? Write that down." I was thinking, "Shit, either I've got the job or he just wants to take my
lines. Good note taker." Yeah. Have you got paper on you? Write that down.
I didn't want a part in this, but that'll do.
Sorry.
I work in catering. I make good fried eggs.
You know what? That's the best thing about fucking being filmed is looking at the camera and just pretend, just doing the gym look. I've done this documentary for Red Bull that's coming out in April, and with Ashley James, previous guest of the show, and I did so many bad puns in that recording because it was just following us around for a day, like an entire day, like 15 man crew and like three cameras and like all of this shit that I had my own camera to do the little side look of just shrugging. That was my shrugging camera.
Yeah, my whole tight shrugging.
I made about 100 lasagna puns. Like, that was my lasagna pun camera, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's a new thing, isn't it? The
I'm not going to do it now. I don't know.
I don't know any, like, apart from, like, Lil Wayne said, like, real G's move in silence, like, lasagna. Like, that was pretty sick. But I mean, was that one of them or
no, it was
were they originals?
It was all, you're going to have to watch the documentary.
Bare written bars, yeah. All right, cool.
Go on, plug it. When's it out?
I'm not dropping any of them here. It might get stolen.
Exclusive.
It might get thieved. All right, so that's about time, isn't it, Seb? All right, so I just have to say thank you very much to my guests on the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 11, Holly Dempsey and Dream McLean. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thanks for having us. Thanks for trying.
You have been listening to the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 11, starring my good friends Holly Dempsey and Dream McLean. Thank you to Seb White for recording the show. Big shout out to everyone listening. We're going to be back in March, of course. It's going to be monthly, more regular, I promise. Dream McLean and The Last Skeptic Cheese on Brown Bread EP is out now on iTunes, Spotify, all that shit. So make sure you go listen, stream it, download it, bootleg it, talk to your friends about it. The video for Doing Bits, which is the instrumental that you're hearing right now, is on that EP. So, you know, go make sure you go watch the video. Make sure you go watch the video for Easy Kill, which is out now as well. This episode of the Thanks for Trying podcast is dedicated to the memory of my dear friend Aisha Roberts. This one goes out to her.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.